Now, tomorrow, a blind veteran who lives in Beverly will be marching in memory of fallen comrades at the Remembrance Day Cenotaph March in central London. Mick Scanlon is a supporter of the charity Blind Veterans UK, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Mick. I'm sure if Mick can hear us at the moment, he too...
Morning.
Oh, hello, Mick, you are there. Hi.
Yes, I am. Sorry, Mike, the telephone seems to be playing up.
Right, well, let's hope it sticks around for the next few minutes so we can have a chat about this then.
Right,
you joined the Coldstream Guards after you left school.
Yes.
And travelled a lot with them. Tell me what made you make that decision in the first place.
Well, 19...
Phone very is... It really is playing up.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, 1974, it was either go down the pit or join the army, and I decided to join the army.
And were you glad you made the choice?
Yes, very glad. Made some very, very good friends.
And you, I mean, that was, what year was that then?
1974.
And you left the forces in 1993 then, so nearly 20 years.
Yeah, nearly 20 years serving.
And, I mean, there's always drives now to get people to join the forces. What would you say to somebody who's thinking about it now? Because obviously it's changed a great deal since then.
It has indeed, but it's still alive. You still get good comradeship and make friends for life within the forces. The pay is not too bad and the travel's not too bad.
And your experience, by the sound of it, was, I mean, one of excitement, I suppose. But you must have some stories to tell. I mean, you worked in Germany, Cyprus, Canada, Kenya and Northern Ireland.
Yes, I did 3 tours in Northern Ireland. Posted to Germany in the 80s and did the normal BOAR tour. And Kenya was a six-week jolly doing exercises and same with Canada. And a few other places.
And then in 93, when you left the forces, you became a school caretaker. I suppose fairly relaxing after all that.
Yes, yes. Came out and became a caretaker at a special needs school. And then other things happened within my life. And now I'm living in Beverly. I'm just taking it easy, as they say, through my blindness, which was fetched on by diabetes.
I see. So, was there any warning that you were likely to lose your sight? You did begin to lose it in 2000.
No, what happened was that I was feeling quite ill one day. Went in to see the doctor, had some blood tests for an underactive thyroid. I was called back in within 24 hours and told that I was a diabetic, which had no indications whatsoever. So, going from somebody that was quite fit. Mm. Somebody that was then terminally ill, as you would say.
And I suppose life changed that moment, did it?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to ring me back on another phone because this one's playing up really terrible.
Right, we might need to leave it there, Mick. Can you hear me at the moment?
If yes, I
just
I can.
Ask, yeah, okay. Just tell me then briefly how helpful the charity has been since you began to lose your sight.
Well, I joined the Blind Veterans in October last year, and they've given me a lot of support, a lot of equipment. I have a welfare officer who I speak to regularly.
And briefly then, and finally, of course, the important thing is that you're going to the Cenotaph in London tomorrow. How important is that mission for you, that journey?
Well, I think every serving soldier should make at least one attempt to march in London at the Cenotaph, which is the be-all and end-all of what we do, to remember fallen friends, comrades, friends that we've lost since any conflict, and just make a pilgrimage.
Right. I'm really sorry to say that we have lost Mick Scanlon, but we
no,
have...
No, you haven't. I'm still here, so...
Oh, right, okay.
My phone keeps on cutting out for some unknown reason.
Okay, not to worry. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Mick, and good luck with the journey tomorrow. Have a safe journey, and I'm sure, as you say, it's going to be a very pertinent trip for you, and you will be thinking of lost comrades.
I will indeed, love.
Yeah, thank you very much, then.
Thank you.
Mick Scanlon, who's a supporter of the charity Blind Veterans UK, and he's marching in memory of fallen comrades, as will be hundreds of thousands of us, I'm sure, at the Remembrance Day Cenotaph March in central London tomorrow. Just gone 10 to 9, then.